Yeah, it's great to have a packed room here. Really good to see you all. Yeah, welcome again. Welcome to the Railways and Open Transport Dev Room. We want to show you today something, what we are working on, what you are working on, what we all are working on. The co-organizers of this Dev Room are me. I'm Cornelius Schumacher. I'm working for Deutsche Bahn. I'm in the open source community for a long time, and I'm really happy to expand my horizon here. So. Max Mehl, who is also on the picture here, he can't be here with us. Some of you might know him. But Mahalia is here, so please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Cornelius. Yeah, my name is Mahalia Stefan. I'm from SBB, the Swiss Federal Railways, and I'm responsible for digitalization and, for the business-driven open source projects we're just going to explore.
Hi, my name is Simon Clavier. I'm from the French Railway SNCF. I'm trying to spread open source in the group for 10 years now. This is a good result so far. I mean, I'm very happy to be there, and I'm very happy to meet you.
Yeah, so just a few introductory slides to set the stage for what we are doing today. We already showed you, we are coming from train companies, and we met basically in an initiative to create an open rail foundation. So in space for railway companies organizations in the railway sector to collaborate via open source, to work on open source. That's a missing piece yet. There is nothing like that yet, and we are building that. So we are really happy to do that. It's not done yet, so we are in the process of creating it, but it will be there soon. There's a website. You see the URL on the slide. There's some more information. The idea is to really spread open source in the railway, and that's where we all personally stand behind and what we want to spread. And hopefully some of you who are related to this topic as well join us in this effort. While we are doing that, of course, the core of that is the openness, being open, doing open source software. That's why we are all here. That's why an event like FOSDEM is happening. For us, it's a little bit more than just the open source license. It's also about an open collaboration model, so having open governance. And for the Open Rail Foundation specifically, of course, the goal is to enable open collaboration in the railway sector. But we don't want to stop at railways, and that's also because it's more transport is more than just going on a train. You also have to get through the train and everything. So open transport expands the domain, and also topic-wise. So the main topic today is open source software, but of course also open data, open APIs. They are very important in this space as well. So this all comes together in a bigger picture. And we do want to talk about more than just railways. We also want to cover public transport, basically, but want to be open. Because in the end, it's about the future of mobility. How do we move around? And how do we do that in a way which doesn't destroy the planet? So I think that's one of the underlying motivations for many of us. It's about sustainable transport. It's about creating the means of transportation which will serve us for the next decades and millennia and whatever. Yeah, and we can't do that alone, of course. That's why we do it together, and we want to create things together. That's why we built the Open Rail Foundation. That's why we do something like this Dev Room. I hope we can get into contact with many people, that we can build bridges, that maybe some of the bubbles we are all in, we can connect. And we also would like to follow up with you later. So if you need anything, if you want to continue a discussion, we are happy to try to facilitate that. We don't have a channel for that yet, but we will create one if there's interest, and also support that. So we want to create together, do open source together, bring the openness into the railway, into the transport sector, continue with what is happening there, support the people who are there, and that's why we are here. And we are not alone. We have a great lineup of speakers. A lot of interesting presentations. The program is pretty packed, so I'm really excited to see what is happening today, and that we see a lot of interesting content. Thanks for being here. I think we will dive in right into the content and start with the first presentation. So, Elort, please join me here on the stage, and we just switch over the laptops and then we can start with the first presentation.